From my early teenage years, technology has always played a significant part in my life. Though I was late to the party, I joined the technology revolution as the world transitioned from vacuum tubes to transistors in 1963. By 1975, I found myself in the midst of the personal computer revolution as the manager of one of the first personal computer stores in Dallas. Over the years, I watched microprocessors evolve from a rare novelty to something embedded in every aspect of modern life. In 2014, I took another leap and bought my first 3D printer, moving from an observer to an active participant in the 3D revolution. Each phase of technology left its own layer of history and clutter in my workshop as I explored their potential. Transistors, microprocessors, computer boards, 3D printed fixtures, and countless forgotten projects now fill my space, each item a small chapter in the larger story of my journey with technology. That's not to overlook other groundbreaking innovations like GPS, the internet, smartphones, and Wi-Fi, but like most of us, I was only on the edges as these too became woven into our daily lives. In 2023, I took a bold new step into the AI revolution by subscribing to ChatGPT. Since then, I've used AI to do everything from research to writing poetry, crafting code, improving my writing, and even generating music, voice, and artwork for my blog. Thankfully, AI doesn't contribute to the physical clutter in my workshop, but I do find myself collecting apps as I explore the endless possibilities of this exciting new world. Of course, all of this comes with a cost, and just like with my past hobbies, I need to justify my spend rate, both to myself and my wife. But the good news is that I've still spent far less than I would on more typical retirement hobbies, like a bass boat or a good set of golf clubs. Today's justification comes in the form of a short video I created to promote a forever home for Blaze, our current foster dog. In creating this video, I used Topaz Photo to enhance some of the images, ChatGPT to generate some of the artwork, Instadoodle to design the initial slides, Speechalo to provide the voiceover, and Songer to compose Blaze's theme song. I had a few other tools at my disposal, but I'm proud of how it turned out, and, as I keep reminding myself, I'm still under the cost of a good set of golf clubs. On a more personal note, as adorable as he is, unless you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Blaze probably isn't the right dog for you. Even then, please don't contact me, reach out to ARPH. And if Blaze has already found his forever home, I'm sure they have another Australian Shepherd who would love to become part of your family.